special technique of shadow boxing.
First thing they want to do is they want to seize the narrative of history. You see that over and over again, whether it's Mao or Stalin or Hitler, Pol Pot, whoever it is, you take control of the narrative of history. That's very important, and that's what they're attempting to do here.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It's right fucking in front of us. Like, it's right there.
We came, we saw, he died.
Damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
These things are obvious, right? I don't run around saying, you know, I'm smarter than everybody when it comes to politics, or I'm even smart. The whole point of this show is that you don't have to be smart to see what's fucking wrong with our system. That's how messed up it is.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America.
I got to fart real bad and I got to shit real bad, and I'm afraid if I fart, I'm going to shit.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this?
I'm not retarded, but I like rocks.
I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Listen, fuckhead. You have fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head.
I tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
It's bullshit.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly guys. Yes, they are.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And if you're going to infiltrate some cell somewhere, or a terrorist cell, you have to deal with people that are willing to betray their country, people that are willing to betray their friends, people that want money or other things, and it's not pleasant.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard! Jesus Christ, I've met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all!
All over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. Fuck them.
What are you talking about? America's not going to be destroyed.
Never. Why not yours?
What a shame that a few bad apples have to spoil a good time for everyone by breaking the rules.
The revolution will be broadcast.
So, what do we do now? You guys want to smoke some drugs?
And welcome to the Monday Night Master Debaters. It's March Madness, and we're not even talking basketball here. We got zombies in the street. We got Diddy getting raided. We got, what else? We got ISIS making a comeback tour. That's always fun. We got AI Kate Middleton making an appearance. And why? Who knows? We got Instagram starting their antics with blocking people's ability to see and share political things. And we got Instagram unleashing jail time for a lot of people. I know a lot of people that got 90-day bans today for old shit, you know. So with that said, I'm the host with the most here. I got the best guests in town. We got Davey from Red Pill Cartel. What's up, brother?
Same old shit, different day.
Same shit, different toilet, man.
Glad to be here. It's been a while, man. Yeah, so much shit going on. I don't pay much attention to it. It just kind of scroll past it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. P. Diddy is a diddler, whatever, you know, or he likes getting his ass raped, whatever.
I look at the news. Saw that coming. I look at the news as the way most people look at, like, sports. And or like a comedy show, you know, I really like to sit back and just enjoy it for what it is, because it's all nonsense. It's all bullshit. You know, like, who cares in the end what's going on with Diddy? And, you know, it's stupid. But
I just get flooded every day with people sending me videos. And I'm like, fuck, I don't care, man. I appreciate the info, but like.
No, because you can. You'll go crazy. There's too much. And, that, and yeah. I had a list of 20 things here. I could have went on and on and on. And that's just from right now. You know, I'm not going, you know, big picture here and bigger, you know, we're not even talking the election or anything like that. This is just, it's going to be a constant bombardment from now through November.
It's honestly why I stopped. Well, I haven't stopped, but I started like doing more things that I'm more interested in, like interviewing musicians and shit like that, you know, because that's what I'm like super passionate about. So like I can get really into a conversation with somebody who's a musician because it's my passion. It always has been, right? So I kind of took the show in a little bit of a new direction, but I'm still having other guests on for conspiracy related stuff, which gets more plays or whatever, right? But I'm just doing what I want to do, bro.
You got to, man. You got to.
So I'm just so tired of the whole conspiracy thing. It's like, fuck, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah, there's a new one every day. It's a dime a dozen. Yeah. But that's why I like what you do at The Legit Bad also, Mr. Joseph. You guys are not following, like, the current trend. It's kind of a different guest every week hitting on, you know, whether it's esoteric stuff, whether it's health-related. You guys are all over the map, and it's cool because it's a break from all the constant conspiracy shit.
Yeah, I got to agree with Davey on that one. One of the ones that pisses me off the most is just one of those pet peeve ones. Every female in Hollywood is a dude. I don't know why that one gets to me, but every time I see a post on it, I'm like, stop.
Dude, there's people that's all they do. All they do all day is post pics and circle Adam's apples or, you know, wrinkles in pants.
Bright green Barbie.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Mike is one thing. There's some legit evidence that is the dude. But when you're saying, you know, Jennifer Aniston and Megan Fox and all these people are actually
everyone,
dudes,
Joe. There's not a female in Hollywood, according to the internet.
Well, it's the same thing with Meryl Streep. It's all reversed.
Yeah, you haven't gotten as deep where all the dudes are chicks.
Yes. Yeah, of course. It's all inverted, everything. And we're all fooled by every single one.
I'm a woman. Believe it or not, Davey is a woman, right? Joe's
beard,
a woman.
You can tell by that beard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get more ass in a toilet seat with that beard, I bet, dude. That's a nice one. That's a nice beard.
It's scary. I'm questioning my gender now because on Instagram there was this thing going around and supposedly you take a broom handle, turn it sideways, and you hold one hand on each end and you put it down on the ground and you have to try and step through it. Well, supposedly men can't step through it. Like, you're just not able to. And I was able to do it fairly easily.
Is this one of those things where if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer or whatever?
And it could be, yeah. Yeah.
Just to make you look stupid.
One of those things where like somebody, you know, the really unathletic or coordinated people are going to get hurt doing it. So, yeah. And they'll be the ones more likely to try it because they're like, oh, I got to prove I'm a man. You know, they got to push it. So,
I'm proud you can admit it, man. Matt, you're finally admitting you're a woman. Congratulations. You know what I mean? That's
stunning
and
brave.
Yeah. Thing.
I'm feeling brave.
Matt, you're a clone.
Warrior.
Thank you for sharing your pronouns with us.
Hashtag warrior.
Thank you for your service.
That's what I'm going by from now on.
Hilarious.
Oh, Ry, what do you got going on, man?
Oh, the same stuff, man. Just, you know, excited to see what we get into here. I think a lot of people are kind of sharing that same sentiment as Davey there, dude. You know, it's just, it's annoying. Things are, I think, you know, talking about conspiracies, everyone was doing it for a while when we were all locked up, right? It was a weird time. Things got a little kooky. And I think that people were just kind of talking about a lot of weird different things. And it got so exhausting. And I think that was one of these kind of unintentional benefits for like the deep state or whatever you want to call these people out there that kind of control narratives and whatnot. Let's let these people get locked up for a little while and just talk about weird shit. And that thing's going to blow up. We're going to take some hits. right? Epstein's going to go down, and then P. Diddy will distract from that, and then Ryan Garcia will distract from that, and all these different things. So I think that, you know, as much as I hate to say it, I think that even though we're getting tired of talking about conspiracies, I think that's kind of part of the plan the whole time. I don't know if that's maybe me giving them too much credit, but I don't know.
That's funny.
That's a whole possibility, man. Like, they're masters of social engineering, right? So, you know, for you to think that is critical thinking in itself. So I don't dispute that at all. Honestly, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, you say,
I was hearing Corey Hughes on Day Zero with Charlie Robinson and Lindsay and Corey Hughes and X Cubed. Great show on Sundays if you guys are interested in that. But Corey, I'm sure everybody's familiar with Corey Hughes at this point, but he was basically saying he's given up on the old double reverse or triple reverse, or, you know, they're doing this to do this so that when we do that, they do this. And he's like, I don't think they're fucking smart enough for that. He's like, I'm kind of over that. I'm not giving them that credit of being that intelligent that they have that much planned out. He's like, because they fuck up all the time. They fuck up everything. Yep. So it's like, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, I tend to think that they, you know, again, and I've talked with Corey Hughes, you know, he's a smart dude. But I think that could, again, be part of the thing. I'll agree that they are master manipulators, right? They're very, very good at putting a narrative out there. They're masters of psychology. I mean, they've spent, I think, multiple like resets of societies trying to master the human psyche. And I think that they know how groupthink works really, really well. So I kind of think that they can do these subtle things. And even if it happens on accident, I think that a lot of shit kind of ends up working in their benefit. You know,
here's kind of a prime example is this shit that went down in Russia, right? And so on March 7th, listen up, what this is what the State Department was saying.
Put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that, just for their own safety. They should stay put where they are and stay plugged into the State Department for any additional updates and information.
The U.S. have prior knowledge of this attack in Moscow, given that the U.S. Embassy had issued warning beforehand.
I'm not aware of any advance knowledge that we had of this terrible attack. Put out a notice to all.
So 2 weeks before it happens, they gave warning, but they didn't have any prior warning of an imminent attack.
Right.
Is that the same guy or just?
Yeah, he was it just so happened he was wearing the same outfit, too. It's hilarious.
It's probably filmed at the same time. Who fucking knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just wild. Different narratives out there,
but that's what I'm saying. That's how you can control that. That's how they can control things, because it's like an octopus, man. They have their tentacles in everything, and so they do a lot of things behind screens. You know, it's like, you know, shell companies, right? You're not going to have the big brand doing it. You let a little shell company, and then they'll take the fall for it, and you can cut them off and start another little shell company somewhere else that does the same thing under a new name, you know? And that's kind of how they run this thing too. And when you were talking about social engineering, Davey, I laughed because I don't watch Netflix much, but there was this documentary on there called Turning Point, and it's called The Bomb and the Cold War. And so it's like 9 episodes. So it's like almost 10 hours worth of stuff. And I start watching it. And, you know, at first you're like, okay, first you can see, all right, this is Ukraine propaganda, you know, pushing bad Russia, good Ukraine. Well, as you get into it, then it gets deeper into it. And it's like how we need the CIA, how the CIA protects us, you know, from the bad guys. And then how, you know, McCarthy came in, and it was this constant programming. And what did they throw in there a little bit? Well, you know, the guy, the lawyer for McCarthy was Roy Cohn. Well, then they had to tie Trump with Roy Cohn. So they were able in this documentary to do what they do best. And that's tie these pieces of puzzle and spin them to make them look good and certain things look bad and get their message out. And it was constant. It was constant. You know, Ukraine is standing for democracy. Every episode, they throw in like a 2 or 3 minute segment, whether they were, you know, talking about the 19, you know, World War II, or they were talking about the 80s. They'd pop in a little, you know, 2022 Ukraine war footage. And sure. It's just, it was.
So
it was,
I would agree with Ryan on them being master manipulators. They are for sure. But the thing about manipulation is that it falls apart eventually because it just doesn't match up. The things don't line up. And when it becomes, when it comes to a point when more people actually start noticing things that don't add up, that's when it starts kind of falling apart. But then they double down, and that's when it looks like kind of a double reverse, because they're doubling down on their efforts and, oh, no, this is actually this. And they actually have an advantage now, too, because there's a 24-hour news cycle. Everybody forgets about it. So something crazy like this can happen in a week from now. Nobody's even going to remember it happened.
And on top of that, they have this. So they can spit whatever they want to you instantly and get you all fixated on it and then do whatever they want. They create these crazes, whether it's, and it doesn't have to be news related, right? It can be a social a program like, Crocs is a good example, or those stupid fucking Stanley Cups, that every kid,
that
every
was a weird one.
Teenage girl has to have a Stanley mug. Like, what the fuck? Like, these things catch on and you watch it and you're like, it's just a social engineering effort. And
well, the Stanley thing was like the new version of the Hydro Flask or the Yeti. The Hydro Flask was a huge craze like 5 years ago. Everybody had one of those.
Well, the crazy,
and now it's just a Stanley cup.
Yeah, the crazy thing behind the Stanley was they'd been out for years and they were on the border of falling apart as a company. And what did they do? They paid some social influencers to, you show their cups as being cool, and they took off. And that's what they do now. They find these little ways to get into like a TikTok trend and have the brand take off. And that's the social engineering.
Like the Prime drinks, the hydration drinks, is the same thing. Some YouTuber that just, and it went crazy with the kids. I know my kid's crazy about it.
Or
not
the
so much
ice
anymore.
Bucket challenge, those stupid things. They're all social experiments, I feel like. It's like, okay, let's see what we can get these puppets to do,
The Prime one was funny, though, because South Park did a rip on that called Cred. It's like a 45-minute. Yeah. It is great. It's spot the fuck on. I mean, and they mixed in, like, OnlyFans and shit like that into it. But I had my kid watch it because I'm like, yeah, this is what's happening. You're being manipulated. But it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay hydrated.
So on that note, I want to turn this show a little different direction. Because you brought up something I wanted to talk about tonight, and since we're here already, what if you guys had to choose one? What is your go-to show? Like, if you're stuck with one show and you have to, that's the only thing you can watch when you turn on the television from now to the end, that's the only show you're allowed to watch. You have to pick one.
Can it be a podcast?
For the sake of this, probably not, right?
No, like let's go. A show like something that's been on television or Netflix or a series.
I'd say maybe Firefly. It's just a classic. It's one season, stands. I mean, it holds up. I could live with that.
Firefly is great.
Not a bad choice.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know what that is.
Oh shit, dude. Not old school, but early 2000s sci-fi show, and they fucked themselves or the network did, because they put the episodes out of order. So everyone thought it was a retarded show because they're like, we don't even know what the fuck's going on. It ended up being a cult classic, and once everybody watched it in order, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can't believe it got canceled. So they made a movie
Serenity.
To tie up the loose ends of whatever they were going to do with the show. And they were talking about doing a reboot, but I think it's too late at this point. I'm like, just leave it where it is. It was good. It was great where it stood.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to let things die off gracefully, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Cool answer. I mean, it sounds like I'd like to go last. I think you guys probably know where I'm going, but...
What do you got, Davey?
I really don't know. Honestly, one of my favorite TV shows of all time is The Price is Right. I don't know why. I just love the fucking aesthetics of it.
Well, there's like 6,000 episodes too. So
yeah, and that's the thing. I could watch it forever, right? And like every time it comes on, like when I'm at work, usually in the lunchroom, it's on. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's eat and watch Price is Right. This is the best.
I have a coworker who does that on vacation.
I love the wheel. I fucking love it.
Every single vacation, my coworker gets a bottle of vodka and watches The Price is Right.
Dude,
that's his thing.
I'm down.
Okay.
Dude, I feel like I'm like scarred from Price is Right because the only time I would watch it as a kid was when I was like homesick. So now it's almost like Munchausen syndrome. If I start watching it, I start like feeling sick or drinking ginger ale and shit.
Noodle soup.
Yeah.
I can see Matt with his little blanket and like a nightcap and stuff, just sitting there sipping tea.
Ooh, yeah. In my pajamas. Yep. Button up pajamas. Yeah.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Great.
You got one, Rye? Or you want me to go? Mine.
Yeah,
I'm going. Yeah, I'm going Sopranos if I had to. That's one where I've probably watched it the seven seasons at least 15 times. And then they during COVID, they came out with a podcast with Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarrippa, where they went episode by episode, and they would bring on, you know, members of the cast or writers, directors, for each episode for like a 15-minute interview beforehand. So you got a little behind the scenes. And so I started watching it where I'd watch the show and then the podcast, or then I watched the next time through, I watched the podcast first and the show. And that show just never gets old, man. I don't know. It's a classic.
Those mafia kinds of things too. Like, I love Goodfellas. You know, Goodfellas is probably one of my favorite movies. And just like those old, they don't have to be mafia movies, but like gangster movies, dude. Like New Jack City. I always call it New Jet City because that's one of my favorite albums. But yeah, New Jack City and like those, like the black ones, dude. Like
Belly.
Which one?
Belly.
Belly's
DMX and Nas.
What's the other one too? Dead Presidents. Like those. Yep. Like those are.
Oh, Dead Presidents was amazing.
Yeah, they're just good, man. Dead
That's
Presidents.
That early. See, those are those 90s movies that just crushed. That was like the pinnacle of those type of movies. I mean, even like American History X back then, it's all that like
Brian. Movie
of like society and bringing it to film. And it was
dark,
so much gritty. Better. Yeah.
Brian, what's the scene that stands out to you the most in Dead Presidents? That you remember, you'll never forget.
I like the pool, like the bar scenes. You know what I mean? Like when he's in the pool hall and the dude, like I forget exactly how it breaks down, but the guy is talking shit. And then the you know, Vietnam vet goes in there and like just busts this dude up. Right. And then he sees his old buddy, the old guy that's in like, he's in Call of Duty as a voice. He's in freaking.
Right.
He's in, I don't know the guy's name, but he's also in, what is the damn movie? I always forget the name, with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, They Live?
They Live?
Yes.
They
Live.
They Live as well.
John Carpenter.
John Carpenter, okay. So,
the guy you're thinking of, I think, is Keith David.
Keith David? Okay, I don't know his name, but he's just in all kinds of stuff, and he's got a great voice. He's sick.
For me, the scene would be when they're in Vietnam and they're like, they're hiding behind bushes or whatever. And the one guy goes to recon and he's like, he's walking forward. And all of a sudden you hear click and he looks back.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's out of mine.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to pick one out of that, man. Cause there's so many, like just the whole movie to me, it's one piece, you know, like you can't, like with the Sopranos, there's so many highlights that they put on YouTube. Like I saw this playlist the other day pop up where it was like, when what's the main character's name, the Don guy,
who, Tony?
Yeah, when Tony finds out that he's found a rat, right? And like there's a whole playlist of like this shit, and it's cool. But yeah, man, there's just like, yeah, like Matt said, man, the 90s movies, the gritty, like dark stuff, Requiem for a Dream, there was a weird kind of vibe to all those movies, and I think it kind of shaped the generation, right? Especially the kids born in the 80s and stuff like that. But, you know, I obviously watched these movies a little later, born in 91. So it's like, it's weird to go back and watch those. And it's like, yeah, man, like you feel like you relate to them, even though you don't really. Like none of us really experienced the Requiem for a Dream lifestyle and all that stuff. But we probably know someone that did. Yeah, my show, South Park, absolutely 1,000%.
It's funny. It's a good one.
Yeah, there's so many episodes, man. And it's a documentary, dude. It really is a documentary. Like everything from that is real. Going back to freaking Mr. Garrison, man, this sexually confused teacher that cuts his dick off. Like that's real shit now, you know,
way ahead of the curve though, too. You know, they're always ahead of everything. It's hilarious.
Well, they're ahead of it and on top of it at the same time. So that's why it's so great. You can pick a year, a certain season of a year, and be like, I know exactly what's going to be in that one because this, this, and this happened, and you know they made fun of it. Solid fucking choice, South Park. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I can't believe I think that 70s show back on last night.
That 70s show would have to be a close second for me, though, because there's a lot of those, and I could watch that show all
day,
too.
It faded hard at the end, though, Joe. Like, the last season was painful. They started, like, replacing cast members, but the original seasons, I'm with you, man. The first couple seasons,
five or six.
Original cast, that's a solid show.
Well, also, too, we were talking, Joe and Ghost and I were talking about Beavis and Butthead, and those, again, that era of TV is great. Like, I when I was younger, dude, I didn't like Beavis and Butthead. I was like, this is kind of stupid. Like, it doesn't even make sense. There's nothing going on, right? It's just like these guys, Butthead will just say, like, literally what they're doing. He'll just say, like, we have a gun. And, you know, it's just random shit.
That's
but it's stupid. For some reason, dude, looking back at it, it works so well now. And it's make fun of the music videos.
I got, like, white privilege.
Love that line.
Just all the stuff that they say is just...
Well, and MTV had Kids in the Hall also, which was kind of a sketch comedy show that was
Canadians great. In the House.
Yep. I mean, and, you know, even like a little later, you had the Andy Milonakis show. I mean, you had these shows that were, you know, hilarious, but it was all MTV stuff.
Yeah.
And then MTV took a massive dog shit, and it's just not MTV anymore.
There's no music anymore. Now.
It's just so stupid.
You know, how
would you really want to hear the music being played on MTV now anyway?
Old music. No. I'll listen to the old videos. Go back to playing
for sure, but not current videos. That shit.
You know, go back to what your bread and butter was. It's better than the programming they got now. Like, how many fucking Jersey Shores can they show?
Oh, dude, they're going back to it, man, big time. Like,
are they really?
Oh my God,
I was joking. Yeah, I was being facetious. I'm like, dude, that shit died like 10 years ago, I thought.
There's a Jersey Shore Day in New Jersey now.
that's so Jersey.
That's how filthy New Jersey is these fucking Goombas out there are so proud of it now.
Dude, and I can say that. I was born in Jersey, and I know, man, dude, it's the armpit of America for a reason.
It is, dude. It is. It's a rough.
The people there will be very proud to tell you where they're from.
Yes. Jersey loves them some Jersey.
Now, have you seen the South Park Jersey Shore episode?
Yes. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Great.
It's fucking phenomenal, dude. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't watched all the episodes, Joe, you and Jen, like, just your guys' sense of humor, you guys, like, need to watch from the first episode all the way through. Just, like, not obviously.
I want to say at least the first 10 to 12 seasons multiple times, and then I just haven't watched it in a while. I've watched them here and there, but I haven't, like, followed every episode. Like, Family Guy, still one that I'll watch all the new episodes, because, I mean, that, like, pretty much framed my sense of humor back in the day, so I still watch those, and there's other ones I'll watch all the time, but South Park's just one I just fell off of, but I love it. Gotta go back to it.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
You never shoot a guy in the dick.
expanding on that question, what's the one movie you guys would watch over and over and over?
See, that was my next question, Davey. I love it.
Movies are tough.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, someone else go first. I gotta think.
Yeah, I gotta check and see what movies I have.
What do you got, Davey?
Mine's RoboCop.
RoboCop?
RoboCop, yeah.
RoboCop?
No, RoboCop, the original RoboCop.
You weird homosexuals.
See, I can make Ryan say stuff.
Yeah, I'm flattered that you have a few sound bites of me. But I say RoboCop because there's a Brazilian UFC fighter that goes by RoboCop, and they pronounce their R's as H's when it's at the beginning of a word.
That's so hilarious.
RoboCop. It's hilarious. But it's a good movie, man. Shit.
I just love that movie. I could watch it over and over again.
See, I want to go comedy because if you're stuck watching something over and over again, you got to laugh about it, right? But I also like the real shit. Like, you know, if I'm sitting there and I'm like having a drink or something, I'd rather watch like a deep, like intellectual movie. We actually just rented American History X the other day. That's a phenomenal movie because you can learn a lot from the movie, man. Like, even though, and this is going to sound bad, I don't mean it to sound racist, you know, so maybe you'll get another soundbite out of this, Joe. But even though these are neo-Nazis and they're saying horrible shit in there, I think that they wrote it a certain way so that there is truth to what they're saying. The Nazis, okay, I'm not saying that they're right. These neo-Nazi dudes, they're sitting there and they're outside of a grocery store that used to employ their whole neighborhood, right? Of you know, it doesn't matter, white guys, whatever. People that were legal citizens of the country were employed by this grocery store. And then the owner started trying to save money by hiring illegal immigrants. And these skinheads want to go in there and do something about it. They don't handle it right, obviously. They go in there and fucking pillage the damn store.
Curb stomp them.
Yeah, but you can understand why these people are fucking... Well, he only curb stomps one guy in there, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
But, it, you know, you can understand the frustration of people that, like, yeah, we have our country that we've built up, generations of Irish immigrants, all these different things, right? And yeah, they're obviously... Dude, Mexicans are the hardest fucking working people that you'll ever meet. And then there's these people that just completely exploit what's going on. And I think that we see that right now with these millions of illegal immigrants that are flooding in. They don't give two shits about the country. They're told to vote a certain way, and that's all that they care about. And they're getting your tax dollars and all these things. So just watching that scene when I was in high school, and it was just like shock value. I thought that was like, I was like, damn, dude, that's wild. These guys are assholes. Obviously still thinking that they're assholes, but it's like, dude, they have a point, man. Like, I get why... Well, insecure.
Their ideology is very, it makes a lot of sense. I had a friend back in high school who was total skinhead, like red suspenders, everything, man. And I was ignorant to like what he was into, like, oh, this guy's a fucking neo-Nazi, whatever, he's a skinhead, right? But he got out of it years later, and he's out of it still, right? I still communicate with him, but yeah, looking at the ideology, you could easily get brainwashed by that shit because it makes a lot of sense, man. Yeah, man.
Well, and another movie that brings... Oh, go ahead, Ry.
No, my last thought was they just prey on insecure people, man. And same way that young black kids get caught up in gangbanging and shit. It's, you know, insecure.
Sure.
Yeah. And a movie that points that out specifically is Higher Learning. You know, that's the one with Michael Rapaport, Ice Cube, yeah. Busta Rhymes, where the white kid gets picked on a little bit and he ends up going with the skinheads. The girl ends up getting raped. She goes with the lesbian, you know, it's like this whole, you know, slur of events, but it's just showing you all the different things that were going on in the '90s at the time.
Yeah.
And it all ties together. That's a pretty good flick too. If anybody hasn't seen that, I highly recommend. It's
very good. Yeah. I saw it a few times.
Yeah, man.
You got one, Joe?
So I'm going to, I actually agree that, if you have to watch a movie for the rest of time, it should be something mildly funny, at least. The problem is, after the 15th time, not going to be funny anymore. I mean, I've worn out several movies that I just can't watch anymore because I've seen them too many times. But I'm going to go full nerd and say the Lord of the Rings movies, because they're very long. They take forever to get through. I'm going to include The Hobbit in there because it's part of the franchise. Come on. But... because they're just long, and it's one of those movies where I only have to watch it every 10 years or so, because I'm good on it after that, you know? So
maybe I'll just get outside. If you need to get some sleep, you just put it on.
That too. Eventually it would be that, yeah. Well, but I think any movie would be at a certain point. It'd be sleepy time.
Say the Star Wars sextuplet or whatever the fuck, or the Marvel movies. Does that work out? Because, I mean, there's 1,000 Marvel movies now.
Man, most of them are shit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen all of them.
No, what? Lord of the Rings is a little gay. Like, those hobbits.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, especially Frodo. Oh, my God, I forgot how gay that dude was in the movie. Like, holy shit. I'm watching it with my kid, and I was kind of like, ooh.
One of the best movies gay. That I've seen in a long time. I watched it yesterday. It's called Downsizing.
Interesting.
You guys heard of that?
Is that a reality show?
No, it's a movie. It's with Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig. They're married, and at the beginning of the movie, it shows how scientists discovered a way to miniaturize humans.
Mm.
And then
that's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Years later, they create like a micro city for the people that want to get shrunk, and it's irreversible. Once you get shrunk, you can't go back to normal size. But everything that you have in real life is liquidated, so you can get equity from everything that you have in normal life. And so you could, like, a poor person can become rich when they get shrunk. Okay. Right? It's really good. And like by the end of the movie, it goes like all apocalyptic and shit. And it's like a love story as well. It's got everything in it. It was fucking fantastic, man.
Interesting. Check that one out.
Yeah. You got one, Rye?
I mean, it's impossible for me. You know, just like Joe said, I've worn out so many damn movies, man. When I find a movie that I first like, I just watch it over and over again. For me, it's Super probably Troopers. Like, what's that?
Oh, I said Super Troopers. I wore that one out when I was like 17. Like, I just watched it so many times.
I mean, so many of them, man, to the point, and you probably did the same thing where, like, when the second one came out, you're like, this sucks. It's the same as the first awful. One.
Yeah.
I disagreed with a lot of people on it. The second one, I didn't think it was terrible. It just wasn't. I knew it was going to be like that, too, kind of like with the new Dumb and Dumber. Like, you know you're going to be disappointed, but you're going to fucking watch it anyway. Yeah. And I watched it, and I was like, that was good for a once watch through, and now I'm done with that. I'll watch the original.
They did hit hard with that one scene though, when they talk the to drugs. French people.
Oh, no. A penis, yeah, in, like, your asshole. Yeah, yeah.
The key to life is a penis in your asshole.
Penis in your asshole.
Yeah, dude. So for me, it'd probably be like a Quentin Tarantino movie just because of the storytelling. I like The Hateful Eight. I love Jackie Brown. I'll go Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown's a phenomenal.
Fuck, I love Tarantino movies, man.
Jackie Brown for me. What about you, man?
Really? Okay.
I love Jackie Brown, yeah. The soundtrack alone, dude. I can start dancing.
I'm with you guys. You got to go with something fun, you know? I don't know if I could go, like, serious. So I was thinking, like, I've already killed Step Brothers. Like, that's one that I've murdered that movie. And I'll still watch it every time it's on TV if I'm flicking through and I find it. But I would say probably either Dazed and Confused or Major League. Those are two, like, semi, you know, they're comedies, but they have kind of a story to them. And I know I'm like, you know, watch them 100 times.
We could go forever on this topic.
Yeah.
But picking one is like so ridiculously hard.
Yeah, it's insane. So I think we
I think we can agree that that would be a torturous hell if you were sentenced to watch one movie for the rest of your life. Like, you're going to hate your life.
Well, they do that. 2 weeks in. They do that in the military. They play the same song over and over to, like, prisoners and shit to torture them. You know?
That's some MK Ultra shit.
Yeah.
Along with the flashy lights and drugs and the same music over and over. It's like triggers and all that.
Imagine what that would do to your brain. Yeah. That's got to fuck with you hardcore, just seeing the same thing. Like, you know, you come home from work.
I mean, look
day,
at you. You see The Price is Right. You instantly get the sniffles. See? You've been MK Ultra.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucked, dude. I'm going to be sick the rest of my life.
Matt got MK Ultra by Price is Right.
Damn Bob Barker spaying and neutering his pets and shit. What an asshole.
Without asking the question, would you rather have a movie? Like, no one needs to answer this, but, like, you've heard the concept of the desert island album, right? Like, if you were stuck on a desert island, you had one CD to listen to, right? Would you rather be able to only listen to one CD for the rest of your life or watch one movie for the rest of your life? That, I think, is a good question.
Ooh.
Music.
I think I might actually rather have music. Yeah. As long as there's some pot marijuana involved, I could get down with it. But see, you'd have to choose something that you know you're going to end up hating. I used to use songs that I liked as my alarm clock in the morning. Don't do that unless you want to really fucking hate that song after a while. Yeah. So I would pick something that I already hate because I know maybe I'll actually grow to love it and then hate it some more. Either way, you're going to hate it. So, like, whatever. Boy George or something that's super gay and stupid. Like, I'm going to end up hating it anyway. Might as well be something hateable.
Yeah, that's why one of my favorite songs was my ex's ringtone. Now I hate that fucking song. Every time I hear it, my skin crawls. I'm like, oh.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that shit's powerful, man.
I'd be with you, Joe. I'd say music because I think if I had a choice, I could find an album or, you know, a double album that I could. Yeah, and like you said, though, you're going to hate it eventually if that's the only thing you can listen to.
Yeah.
The Wall would be, I mean, I like Pink Floyd, so The Wall would be, it's a double disc. I mean, I've listened to that album a bajillion times, and I still listen to it, so I don't know. It might take longer to hate it, but I will eventually hate it for sure.
There's a lot of variety on that album.
Yeah, you could look at like Zeppelin 4. I mean, those are, you know, or that whole Zeppelin 1 through 4. You know, you look at those and fuck, man, you could play those all day. It's just good music.
Yeah, this conversation is making me think. I think it was Joe. You mentioned Family Guy. They play like the worst ever Would You Rather games. And they were like, would you rather have sex with Halle Berry, but she's been dead for an hour, or Roseanne Barr? It's like just questions.
Halle Berry, for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, you're committing a crime. Although,
you know what? Roseanne would be super grateful, and she'd probably make you a snack afterwards. So I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that one a little more.
My brother sent me a meme about that. He said it was like, who would have thought that back in the 80s that in the future Roseanne Barr would be hotter than fucking Madonna?
Oh, God. No right? Contest. Oh, my God. She looks like that Muppet. We've mentioned it before. She looks like that one Muppet. Madonna does.
Miss Piggy?
Janice from the
You're
going to
make me pull it up, because if you guys haven't seen this, oh, my God, it's spot the fuck
yeah,
on.
It's like the Janice Joplin. Janice Joplin, that's her name, right?
Singer?
Yeah.
Let me see.
She was modeled after Janice.
Oh, yep, it's this one. Hang on, let me share.
Yeah, I got to see this.
So you know what I'm talking about, though, with what fucking Madonna's rocking these days, right?
She's looking a little goofy.
A little alien.
Goofy, yeah, sure.
Looking a little reptilian, actually.
Crazy-ass cheeks and slanted eye like that.
So I'm not sure which one's showing right now, but...
Oh, yeah.
Janice, yeah.
Yeah. Does that not look like Madonna's fucking Instagram pictures?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Actually, the Muppet looks better.
Yeah.
I could fuck the Muppet.
Is that what we're going to? Like, our reality is morphing into like cartoons and, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Japanese are way ahead of the curve on that. They love them some cartoons. And, you know, panty dispensers and all that
tentacles.
Stuff. That's a weird country.
Tentacle.
The anime shit.
Oh, what? Dude. Yeah, they're wild out there. Those like successful businessmen like going home and dressing up like babies and stuff. Yeah.
But you can't see a penis. Weird. You're not allowed to see a penis in Japan.
Dressing in diapers.
It looks like a penis in Minecraft.
Yeah. The 8-bit penis.
Like the sword, you know? It's got like 4 blocks that make it up. It's like, what is that? Huh. That's weird.
If only I knew what the guy had down there.
It looks rather sharp and angly. That's weird.
Yeah, it's what they used to do on like the rated R movies that they showed before 8 o'clock back in the day. They'd like blur out the titties and stuff like that. It was pretty weak.
Yeah, it's weird that like how different countries do that. The United States, they like to blur out nudity or cut out nudity in movies, but they'll show all kinds of gun violence. And then in like France, they'll show full on like penetration. But no gun violence. And that's kind of interesting. There's a lot less school shootings there too. So
kind of. And they're big on cutting down cursing on TV here, which is crazy, especially like in, you know, you watch a lot of UFC. I watch WWE with my son. And whenever the crowd gets into it, they always start blurring it out. And it's like, come on, guys, everybody knows what's going on. Just play the goddamn sound.
Yeah, it's weird, man, especially with WWE. Is Davey there? I can't even see him. There's a goat there talking. Fucking terrible.
He's just saying, show me some cock. Who cares?
It's yeah, man, good. I'll see it. I'll
Thank
watch
you for that sound bite. With any,
you know, like, I think that's important. If someone told you right now that there was a sex tape of Joe Biden and Michelle Obama poking each other in the chops, you're going to not watch that?
No shot.
I'm going to have to for research purposes, but I'm not going to like it.
You could not pay.
I'm
going to
be soft the whole time.
Oh,
I'm not saying you have to enjoy it, but you're going to be curious. You're going to be like, dude, what does this look like? You know what I mean?
That'd be like, okay, that what if there was a video of Michelle Obama's cock? Would you watch it?
Wait,
for proof, yes.
Michelle Obama's cock.
Absolutely. Why not? That double hander, for sure, dude. You know that thing. It's like a Pringles can, I bet.
You want to watch Barack fucking oil that fucking beast?
Oh,
man.
Oh God,
faggots!
I don't want to watch that. But you got to see. You got to check it out every once in a while. Like the AI images that Thomas makes.
Yeah.
Paranoid American. They're disgusting, but you can't look away. It's like a train wreck.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't even know how he comes up with half that shit. It's amazing. There's some people that are super good at doing this AI imagery and sound and everything. Catalyst over at White Rabbit did a couple of like legit bat intro songs, all 100% AI. There's like two country versions and a rap version. And I was like, that's all AI. Like, all he did is type some shit into the computer and it came out with that. So scary, especially when you're looking at videos and shit. We talk about this all fucking day, but watching any kind of video from news or whatever, you can't even, it's hard to tell anymore. Like, you gotta look at their hands. The AI always fucks up the hands for some reason.
Like seven fingers
in text, like it'll, instead of Coca-Cola it'll be like cockle cola, you know, like it's right, just, it right, fucks right. up weird shit, but it's getting better and it's only gonna get better. So
dude, and yeah, it's everyone. Funny you mentioned that, because I found this week. Have you guys heard of Project Groot? It's like a foundation. It's like the base model for a humanoid robot learning simulation. So check this out.
He is Groot.
The soul of NVIDIA, the intersection of computer graphics, physics, artificial intelligence. It all came to bear at this moment. The name of that project, General Robotics 003. I know. Super good.
The Groot model takes multimodal instructions and past interactions as input and produces the next action for the robot to execute. We developed Isaac Lab, a robot learning application to train Groot on Omniverse Isaac Sim. And we scale out with Osmo, a new compute orchestration service that coordinates workflows across DGX systems for training and OVX systems for simulation. With these tools, we can train Groot in physically based simulation and transfer zero shot to the real world. The Groot model will enable a robot to learn from a handful of human demonstrations, so it can help with everyday tasks. This is made possible with NVIDIA's technologies that can understand humans from videos, train models in simulation, and ultimately deploy them directly to physical robots. Connecting Groot to a large language model even allows it to generate motions by following natural language instructions.
Dude,
I like how they say there's there'll be no shock to society when this comes out.
Oh, of course not. It's just going to be good for us, you know. And the crazy part about it is that company NVIDIA is one of those that Nancy Pelosi's heavily invested in. So you know that's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You guys heard of that video game called Detroit Become Human?
Detroit Become Human?
Yes. No.
Yeah. Explain. Yeah, so it takes place in, like, I guess I would imagine the fucking near future for us, but androids have become a household commodity, and they help out. Like, basically, you could just be a drunk in your house, the android will fucking do everything for you, right? Like, clean, cook, everything. So it could be like a wife to you, but you don't have to treat it like a wife. You just be like, yeah, just fuck, get out of my fucking face, you know?
So you can backhand it and, like, tell it to make a sandwich.
And then there's, like, yeah, exactly. And then there's, like, this android revolution where they feel like they're becoming human and they want to go against the humans because we're treating them like shit, like products.
That's kind of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
A common theme in those kinds of movies where it's great in the beginning and it's cool and people are like, look how much we can get done and all this, you know, the workflow is so much easier with AI involved and it's great. And then it gets out of hand quick.
They get to the point where they feel like they have feelings and they need to be addressed, right? And they're not being addressed because you're going to have these people picketing right from the beginning, like what we're doing. It's like, fuck AI, fuck this shit, right? Unless you partake in it. But then, like, you're going to have these, like, groups of people that are anti-Android. And then there's going to be groups of people that are for it, right? So it's going to cause a lot of conflict in the future, I believe.
Is that the droid wars that Star Wars predicted?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things that predict this, right? And it's just in different kind of settings. You know, Star Wars is meant to look like it's in the super future and stuff, and it, you know, all throughout outer space. But that's just a way to frame it, I think. so that it can be kind of digestible for people and more like, this is fun, you know? And then once it actually starts coming here, it's like, oh, this is like Star Wars. And, you know, it's just weird, man. I don't see how people don't understand the implications, maybe not for us, but like for future generations, man. We might not even see it ourselves, but like your kids' kids, whatever. I mean, they're fucked.
Matt and I were talking about before you guys came in how fucking time is speeding up, man. Like, we're going to get to a point where I feel like there's musicians that talk about this and esoterics and occultists. They say that we're going to come to a point where time just doesn't exist anymore. And we're going to be able to just do whatever we want to do on our own time and whatever. But I think, Ryan, what you're saying, like, I don't think we're going to see it in our timeline or whatever, or our lifespan. I think it's coming so fucking fast, man. And like Ray Kurzweil said, you know, the singularity. Singularity is when time fucking ceases to exist, and then technology just fucking creates its own technology through AI. And I think that's happening really fucking fast. I don't know about you guys, but holy shit.
Well, no one knows who struck first, the machines or us.
Right.
I mean, you're just describing the Matrix. If you want time to stop, though, I mean, there's an old school way of doing that. Boom. Time stopped. There we go. Problem solved.
You know, technology for sure is exponentially increasing, and it grows faster and faster, right? Like over the last like 200 years, look where technology's gone since like where it was like for the lifetime of whatever beforehand, right? Now, what I think when people say like time's speeding up, Matt, I know you say it all the time, you know, time is just flying by. I feel like all the time. I mean, my mom and dad feel it too. But I heard this explained in a way that just makes sense if you think about it. When you're a kid and you're 7 years old in school, that six-year school day seems like fucking forever because you've been alive for 7 years, right? And 6 hours is such a much larger percentage of your time, or a year, like just to bring it out a little bit more. If you're 7 years old, 1 year is 1/7 of your life. So it seems like a long fucking time. And then When you get to 20, a year is 1/20 of your life. So it goes quicker. When you're 60, that year fucking flies by because it's a smaller percentage of your life for that same amount of time. So it feels like it's going faster for you, but it's not, man. It's just,
well, and you usually have more on your plate. So you're more occupied the older you get. So therefore time, you know, you have more things going on that occupy your time. So you have less downtime that, you know, makes time move slower. But one of the things One of the things I said to Davey though, is even my son is talking about how time is flying, you know, and he's 11. So it's not just like adults that are doing it. Even the kids are noticing it now too.
All the younger people that I work with, they all agree with me. They're like, dude, time is speeding up so fucking rapidly. I don't understand what's going on. And I'm like, we're just approaching some kind of a point in the cosmology, I think, where it's just like, it's going to like, maybe April 8th. I don't fucking know. I don't put any stock into April 8th at all, really. But I just think we're coming to some kind of cosmological, if that's even a word, point of
in Canada
no return.
That's a Canadian.
No, Matt, what I was going to say is that a lot of things that, like, when you're growing up, you have something to look forward to for the most part. Time really starts speeding up once you turn 18 because clock's fucking ticking. You're an adult now. Now you got to do your own shit. Then you have 21 to look forward to for the most part. Oh, we can drink legally. Yay. Then the next one is 25 because your insurance is cheaper on your car. After that, all downhill. What do you have to look forward to?
Death.
Working and then dying.
Yeah. Death. Retirement and death. That's all you have to look forward to at that point. It's like,
so time speeding up as you get older might actually be a mercy. We won't know until the end, I guess, but.
Well, and I think too, like I said, you know, you brought up your kid. It sounds like your kid's really fucking smart too. Like just the way that you like talk about him and like, you know, the videos that you post, he's like active and he's not one of these kids that's just stuck on a phone and like behind a screen. But these kids, they do hear what their parents say. They hear what other people say. And that's a narrative. It's a narrative that's been put out there that time is moving faster and faster. Like, where does the time go? Like, all this stuff. And kids, I think, subconsciously pick up on that. You know what I mean? That's my theory on it. Now, I don't have kids, so I might just be talking out of my ass here. But, you know, I've been a kid, and I know I repeated a lot of shit that my parents said. I don't know, man.
Right? I think kids today are bombarded with more shit than ever. You know, so I could see that even being a possibility. Like, they're between, you know, we didn't have cell phones as a kid.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
We didn't have as many television options, you know, with all these streaming services and things like that. I mean, we had a handful of channels and that was it, and an Atari. And if it was raining, we were inside. If not, we were outside, you know. Now it's like, these kids, it's tough for them to disconnect because a lot of parents are pushing them towards technology as, you know, an out. At least the shitty, you know, the real shitty one. That just give it to the kid and say, yeah, you know, do what you want. Or their kid sits in front of a TV all day. I mean, that shit ain't healthy either. But I think, you know, from that standpoint, they are bombarded a little bit more or a lot more than we ever were as kids with this outside influence that we didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, that would definitely make time speed up, man. And, you know, there, you made me think of something when, you know, people are supposedly on their deathbed. No one's ever said, like, I wish I worked more, right? It seems like the new thing that people are going to say is, like, I wish I spent less time on my phone.
Yeah.
And, like, I spent more time doing real shit. But, you know, we're not going to know that until, like, I mean, that's going to be, like, our generation that says that instead of, because we're not working as much as our older, you know, our previous generations were. So yeah, that's like the new things. Like, I wish I wasn't on my phone so much.
Well, it's interesting.
I think everybody's going to have some kind of regret on their deathbed.
Not me. I got a tattoo, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Yeah. I can't imagine what somebody from like the 1500s said on their deathbed, you know, like, I sure wish I worked in the mines more. I don't know what the fuck they did.
Yeah. When they were dying at 14 years old.
I wish I served in the war.
He's 15, got the black lung pop, and that's the wrap.
It's a rough life. They probably didn't even have time to have any regrets. Just like,
I should not have experimented with that sheep. Damn it.
That was a great decade. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Looking back on these times. Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to think about that. Time is a fascinating conversation, man, always. Like, you don't even have to be intelligent to really have, like, a fun conversation about it.
Well, especially if you look at like the scale of time too, you know, and you start looking at over, you know, the long scale of it from what we're told, and you start seeing these patterns of things happening over and over again. And it's like, is this a repeating cycle? Are we in just a cycle of events where we just fill the role of the people in it? And it just keeps repeating over and over with different characters.
Yeah, I thought you were about to do a Kamala Harris right there. The significance of the passage of time is significant. Did you ever see that video?
It's very significant.
Yeah.
Very significant, yes.
Wild. I thought I was having a stroke while I was listening to her, dude.
I smelled toast. I was like, this is it.
She definitely has that effect on your brain for sure.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
You see the one of her recently in Puerto Rico?
Clapping
along, and they're actually mocking her in Spanish, and she had no idea. And then her aide like turns to her and is like, they're like making fun of you, and she's like, oh, okay, and stops fucking clapping.
Yeah, they're just so
disattached. I'm saying, like, the people in Haiti were eating people, and now they're coming here.
Oh, barbecue, border, yeah.
And now they're fucking eating. I saw this one video of some guy eating a human leg.
Hey,
that was already cut off. Okay.
So let me just start that whole barbecue being like what do they call it? Cannibal is bullshit.
It's too stupid.
I just watched like an hour documentary on that shit, and he's just one of the like warlords that popped up in one of these little areas. But the whole cannibalism shit, I heard you guys play it on Cunt, that crazy shit about some dude just sitting on the side of the road eating a guy's leg. That had been hit by a train, and then he just
it was weirdly floppy too.
Yeah.
It was disturbing, dude. Like, it didn't look like meat. It was like floppy and dangly. It was ugh.
Well, I mean, imagine how a leg would look after you got crushed by a fucking train.
It looked like, and who knows how long it had been out there to either.
Yeah, brutal, man. And dude, that's happened before, man. You know, it's happened before in Florida. So it's just interesting that I forget what that was. Was it California, Matt? You remember?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they said it was California.
So it's like going from one coast to the other. And it's just like, I don't know, man, these stories, like when they, I wish that I had like an accurate memory of time. And when shit happened like that, what kind of kicked off before that? When they're talking about zombies.
That was that zombie shit was they were doing experimental shots.
Right.
Florida.
Yeah.
Is they were, yeah, they were testing stuff. They were giving homeless people, the story is, they were paying homeless people to take these experimental shots. And essentially it was, you know.
Is that where they blamed it on the bath salts?
Yeah, yeah, along those lines, right around that. I mean, bath salts was like the OG. And then this was a little bit later. I want to say this was more like 2010-ish that the whole zombie, you know, the guy was like eating somebody's face off and stuff. I mean, it was wicked stuff that was.
Well, they did say that was bath salts at the time. Remember?
I think that, I don't know. I thought the original, because there was like an original wave of bath salts like in the late 90s or early 2000s, I remember.
Back when it was good, come on.
Yeah, that was good. But then, and then this was a different wave that happened, because at the bath salts one was down in Florida too, ironically. And my grandparents were living down there at the time. But by the time the next zombie wave hit, my grandparents were dead. And because I remember, you know, the first time that's all they talked about was fucking zombie people. My grandmother was very weird like that.
Yeah, I was laughing before you mentioned your passed away grandparents. The second wave, like how you said the second wave, the second zombie wave.
Second wave of zombies, man. It's like, yeah.
I was chuckling about the timing of the laugh as well, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, dude, I started laughing and then you mentioned your dead grandma. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's
straight face. You guys know about that incident up here in Canada, in Manitoba, in 2008, where a guy was on a Greyhound. I think it was a Chinese guy, Vince Lee, his name was. And he stabbed this guy on the bus, and the bus driver stopped. The police were called, and this guy fucking beheaded the guy that he killed, and then he started eating his head. And fucking the guy was gangster. Found not criminally insane because he was schizophrenic.
That's criminally insane.
I know, but like he wasn't like fucking, oh, what was it? It was not criminally responsible.
Oh, so he was named criminally insane, basically.
Right.
Oh. I mean, that's but gross, like, but it's pretty fucking metal. You gotta give it to him.
McLean, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, on March 5th, 2009. 40-year-old Vince Lee was found not criminally responsible for murder after it was determined that he was schizophrenic and remanded to a high security mental health facility. That's
this happened
crazy.
March 5th?
He was released in 2015. This dude walks among us.
Yep.
Where are you? Damn. Oh, dude, that's so sick, man. It's actually kind of cool. This happened on my birthday. Something good happened on my birthday.
Well, all we have, this guy's Canadian, so we can take solace knowing that it's super hard to get into the U.S., so we won't there see him go. Down here.
Yeah, that's crazy for a Canadian to do that shit, too. Usually they're pretty fucking nice, right? I mean,
he dumped maple syrup on it before he ate the head. You know he did.
Right in his ears, so it saturates the brain and the nasal passages.
Yeah. I don't know, man. People are wild. I'll
give them that. Show fodder. That's what I always say. The wilder, the better. I'm like, we'll talk about it on the show because that's weird. Love it.
I just remember following that case. I was like, holy fuck, this guy. Like, what the fuck? Why would somebody do that? Oh, he's got schizophrenia. Oh, okay. Oh, now he's out and about. Okay. That's great.
Dude, schizophrenia is a weird one because I've heard a lot of different takes on that, and it's like, are they actually tapping into something? Is their little brain filter broke and they're tapping into something else? Or are they just crazy?
Maybe that most of them probably crazy. Maybe Tim McLean was a demon.
That's what I was going to say. It's borderline.
This guy, I'm going to behead this demon and eat him.
Yeah, it's borderline demonic possession, you know, is what schizophrenia sounds like in some instances where there's just no control. You know, there's like an on-off switch, and that off switch sends you into a dark place.
Yeah, it's weird. We used to, when I worked at restaurants, we had a schizophrenic dude that would come in and sit at the counter, And for the most part, he was on his meds, but you could tell when he wasn't, because he was talking to somebody that was not fucking there.
Right.
And he was, the weirdest part is that it didn't sound like a crazy guy talking about how I'm Jesus and I'm here. You know, it wasn't anything like that. He was having a lucid conversation with somebody who wasn't there. Like he thought he was sitting next to him, and he's having like a philosophical, intelligent conversation with whoever is he's seeing right there. And we were just like, do you want more iced tea? I don't know how to deal with this guy.
This order needs to go out right now. Can you handle that?
No, he didn't work there. He was a customer.
Oh, he's a customer. Okay.
Yeah. So we'd just be sitting there like, dude, are you cool?
Right. Just
rambling on about using big words and everything. It wasn't the crazy talk you'd expect from somebody with schizophrenia, you know, who's very strange.
I was watching this video today on YouTube about how, like, creeps won't leave people, like, women alone. And there's this one guy who was stalking this fucking 12-year-old girl online, and he ends up going onto the property of this 12-year-old girl, and the cops were there ready for him. And he was basically, the cops were like, oh, you're talking to a 12-year-old girl? And this guy's like, no, 12 years old? That's too old. I thought she was six.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? And this guy, apparently, they asked him what his name was. He's like, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And then he's so like saying, like, he's trying to fucking start this church and all this shit. And I was just like, this guy, you could, like, easily look at him and be like, yeah, you're fucking nuts, without having to like say that 12 years old is too old.
That kind of thing, I don't care if it's mental illness or not. At that point, same response, you're done.
Well, that's like this guy. You guys hear about this guy, Sheldon Johnson guy that was on Joe Rogan? He's like some ex-con. Listen to this story. This is crazy.
48-year-old Sheldon Johnson of Harlem is charged with murder and concealment of a human corpse. This is Johnson recently on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about how he had turned his life around after a life of crime. He was working with troubled youth with the Queens Public Defender's Office. Well, police say Johnson's life of crime apparently was not over. He is accused of shooting 44-year-old Colin Small in the head in Small's sixth-floor apartment on Summit Avenue and then dismembering his body. A law enforcement source telling me they found a man's torso and foot in a plastic storage bin. Investigators also found the victim's head, legs, and arms in Johnson's freezer in his apartment building in Harlem.
Has Joe Rogan commentated on that at all since that happened? Because this was after he was on his show, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't, I mean, there's no, they're going to try and maybe possibly spin that around. But I mean, he's had some controversial figures on there, you know? So, I mean, if somebody's done some weird shit, I'm sure that's not even the worst person he's had on his show.
Now, isn't it funny how, and I don't agree with Rogan on a lot of things, but isn't it funny how the media tries to spin this into, he was on Joe Rogan's show. Oh, yeah. It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
They didn't mention any of the other 1,000 podcasts this guy did.
Right.
You know, well, he was doing some media tour, obviously, if he's on Rogan.
Well, they mentioned, I was going to say, like, you know, Oprah's never had on any horrible people like John the God and, you know, these rapists, Harvey Weinstein, you know, wild people. So, yeah, man, it's just, it's one of those things. You get a bad apple every now and then.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a crazy story that this dude, you know, he's on, he makes it to Rogan talking about how he's turned his life around. And then within weeks, this dude is murdering people and chopping up the body. Like,
nuts, man.
Dude, I thought that was kind of hilarious, to be honest.
When Joe gets back, I'll change the vibe a little bit. I wanted to show you guys this really cool page of this girl that paints Pokemon cards. It's fucking awesome, dude. Watch, I'll pull this up. I gotta share the music because, and I was waiting for you to come back before I put this on, Joe. This girl does some really cool stuff, man. Like, I'll put on this Bulbasaur. She takes Pokemon cards and then, you know, paints a little portrait.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, that one. Yes, I saw this one. It's so sick.
They're so cool, dude. And they look like legit.
It's an art piece.
like the guy who does the baseball, the sports cards.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even a big Pokemon person. I guess I can mute it because it's just music, but
yeah.
Even yeah, if you aren't, it's still fucking fascinating to see, you know?
To see that they just took that little image of it from the card and turned it into a whole
scene.
Dude, yeah, some of these videos, this is great. This is one of the cool parts of technology is having everybody has access to put their shit out there so everyone can see it. That's a double-edged fucking sword, trust me. But I saw one today. I don't have it pulled up or anything, but this dude or chick or zer, I don't know, makes custom clay models out of a picture of a dude. So there's this black dude. It's just making a funny face, and he makes this. It shows every step of the way. He's like carving and shaping this clay, and it ends up looking exactly like the dude, and he makes the whole body and everything. It is wild. I'm like, that's like Matt said, it's so far over my head. I'm like, how do you even, I don't know. I get like on a mic and talk. That's about the extent.
That's awesome.
It's like you were saying though, the ability to do it, it's so cool now that these people who in all likelihood would never have had a platform to get their stuff out before can now reach such a wide audience and actually get, you know, some recognition for their work
and make a living doing what they're like obviously meant to be doing. They're very good at this weird thing they do, and there's a market for it, so fucking have at it. Perfect.
Oh, I love it. Do these weird pages like this is what Instagram's all about. Like, this is the cool shit.
Beautiful. Yeah, like, not just showing asses and stuff like that. Like,
dope. I think that's got completely eliminated from my algorithm at this point. It's all replaced with cats and bird videos. I don't know how that happened.
So you guys remember my buddy who pulled the one ring card from Magic the Gathering?
He sold the Post Malone?
Yeah. So you guys got to go back and check out this guy, Brooke Trafton. Because he is constantly pulling fucking rare cards, man, from these magic boxes. And I'm like, you're fucking nuts, dude. I was just been communicating with him recently, and I was like, how the fuck are you doing this? He's like,
He probably buys a bajillion fucking boxes, dude.
No, he doesn't buy that many, dude.
I guarantee he does, man, because I'll tell you right now, like, I buy cards, especially UFC cards. I love buying. I'll buy all kinds of shit. I've pulled, so like you can see behind me, there's some autographed cards. I bought all of those separately online. Like, it's very rare unless you're buying like hobby boxes and shit.
That's I was wondering what those were. I was going to ask you what all that was up there.
Well, there's some Hot Wheels yo-yos and stuff too. There's all kinds of stuff in their original packaging, by the way. But yeah, dude, like, you know, just
there's Brooke right there.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So he's making a living doing this?
Not really. He made a living off of selling that card, and he's investing money.
Can we all take a quick moment
to the point where he can retire at 55, but he's still working at Costco?
That's still more than most of us have.
Right.
Can we just acknowledge that there's no reason why chicks should think Post Malone is hot? He looks like a bum that lives in a dumpster like down the street.
I don't think anyone thinks he's hot. They just love the music. You know,
and
what I
mean? Why? It's auto-tuned. Come on.
Yeah, his original music was good, but his new shit sucks, to be honest.
I just don't. I've heard a couple songs, and I'm like, I don't get it. And then you look at him, and you're like, I still don't get it. What is going on with this guy?
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, society tells people what they like.
Jealousy is a sin, Joe.
Oh, I'm very jealous. Trust me.
Just get always tired tattooed on your eyes, like he's got, and you'll feel be right there with
him. Is that what it says? I just saw that he had like bathroom stall writing all over his face. I didn't know what it said.
You
guys watched the new Roadhouse movie? He was in that at the beginning as a fighter. Yeah. That was cool.
The bare knuckle boxer. Yeah.
I heard it's the worst fighting sequences ever in that movie.
No.
Is it worse than They Live? Awesome. That 15 minute fight scene at the end of They Live?
Yeah, I heard that. This is terrible. Like, you, for the money they spent on this, the fight scenes are awful in this.
I loved it,
man. Allegedly, I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard.
I'll tell you that they're dog shit. They're very bad because it's like when he's going to throw a punch, when he connects, they like speed up the camera. So like their head whips back and it just looks really fake. But the movie, if you're fucked up and you watch it, it's okay. But I mean,
I was because you're seeing double anyway.
I was sober and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it to each his own. I mean, I thought it was horrible. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It's not a movie that you're gonna get to the end of and be like, that was all right. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Well, Davey, to be fair, some people like that movie. Some people like Post Malone. So, hey, like Ryan said, to each their own. Not judging. Sure. There's a fan base for Taylor Swift. A fucking big one.
They're
right. Yeah. I get it, but okay.
I'm not a part of that.
Yeah, you don't look like one, but you don't look like a Swiftie.
I was actually behind somebody today that had their whole trunk.
Shout out now.
Was a Taylor Swift sticker.
Ugh.
Dude, like a wrap? Like it was wrapped?
Yeah, like Taylor half Swift? Of it was like Taylor with a microphone, and the other half said, I can't remember, it was the title of one of her songs. I can't remember what it was. It was two words.
I'm but gay.
Yeah, in big letters, it was that. And then that right above fun. it said, my cat is my boyfriend or something like that. I'm Rich like, mother. Oh.
Yeah, that's something like no that comment. Needs to be investigated, man. That's rough. My cat is my boyfriend.
Huh. That sounds illegal.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably a lesbian, so they're saying, you know.
Maybe it's a trans cat.
There's nothing sexual about it.
The yeah. cat identifies thing. As human, so.
Yeah.
That's horrible, man. I don't know. This bestiality stuff, that was one of the worst would you evers that we had on this show. I won't revisit it, but...
yeah, let's bad. Not.
Bad.
I mean, Roseanne and dead Halle Berry is kind of bestiality, but...
You know, I used to love playing... It's close. Me and my buddy used to fucking get high at his house with his wife and a couple of their friends. We just play Would You Rather. It's and this fun. Guy would say crazy shit like, would you rather eat... a bag of live tarantulas or lick a homeless guy's asshole.
Tarantulas.
See, I hate these. I hate would you rathers because it's, I don't know. It's just a time killer. There's no real meaning to it. And there's no basis to it. It's just an opinion. Yeah.
It's that's like at this point, it's not would I rather. Is there a gun to my head right now? Because there's no way I'm doing any of that. Right. I had a coworker that would do the same shit. She'd be like, "Would you rather take a 1 ounce shot of diarrhea or period blood?"
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not doing. Or you're gonna none. Have to shoot me. I'm not you doing know? Any of that.
Yeah. Why does my life come down to this choice? This is the only choice I have.
No, I fucked up so many things to get here right now.
If you don't like playing the game, because I enjoy it, sounds like Davey kind of likes it, pretend that $1 million or $5 million is on the line. $1 million really isn't that sure. much money.
Yeah. Fear factor. Okay, got it.
$5 million is on the line. Would you rather take a shot of diarrhea or a shot of period blood to get that
five? I take period blood.
Fuck, dude.
I'm thinking that might be more sterile. I'm not sure. There's some people that do that ritualistically. Yeah. I don't think there's ritualistic diarrhea. You know,
I don't think chugging. Yeah, there's probably some diseases from that diarrhea, man. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
And who is the period blood from and who is the diarrhea from? That makes a difference, too. In we got to figure this out.
I'd take the period blood in hopes that there's some adrenochrome in there.
The diarrhea and the period blood is both from Davey.
Oh.
Okay, I'm out. Just shoot me. Fuck.
I'm jumping off a cliff at that point.
Sorry, directly Davey. Out of my pee hole.
I'll take the period blood, Davey. For a 5 mil, come on.
Davey's milk. Hell yeah. Yeah, Davey's milk or diarrhea.
Oh. Oh, man. Why'd you have to say it like that? Ugh.
Yeah, dude, that's... I mean, they're funny, though. You know,
because... My diarrhea has chunks in it, so...
Okay.
Moving on.
I tasted why that. Is it every yeah. time I come on to the Master Debaters, I have to gross everybody out, and then Matt's going to be like, okay, I think we're going to wrap up the show here.
Yeah, it's been good, guys, you know?
Guys, this was awesome. Ow! That's always how Matt ends it. Right after some diarrhea talk. Guys, this was awesome. I can do this all night.
But
yeah, man. No, it's I fantasize over the opportunity that someone comes to me with some weird shit and they're like, hey, here's a bag full of money if you do this or this.
Sure.
I'll do some weird shit, man.
I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
Yeah.
It would have to be more like $20 million, but yeah. Everyone's got a price.
No, I'm talking big money, you know what I mean?
Talking retiring so nobody has to ever see me and I never have to see them again. That kind of money. Fuck you money.
Yeah. And I mean,
you could be as ashamed as you want, but you got that fucking big coin and you're good to go.
Yeah, dude. I'm good. I'm out.
Retire.
Watch. This is where Matt fucking pulls the plug.
No, I was trying to find something. I couldn't. Oh, yeah. I wanted to show Ryan this because it's a card that I saw and it's dark humor, but you'll get it.
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. The craziest card ever. Let's go.
This is the craziest slab I've ever seen in my life. And honestly, I wasn't going to share it on here because it's pretty intense, but I figured I'd have to show you guys. So we have a PSA 10 signed Twin Towers Bin Laden card. And it says never quit down the bottom because it's signed by Robert O'Neill, the leader of SEAL Team 6 who killed Bin Laden. Like this, I couldn't believe it when I saw this. I saw it on eBay. I checked all the search, checked everything, found out it was legit. And I could not buy it. I don't know why, but it's got a full write-up about it on the back. It's just, I've never seen anything like this. Like,
what did you spend
on it? Holy shit.
Dude. Yeah, I wish we knew the price. Because I'd buy that for, you know, it's a cool thing to have. If I was wealthy, I'd buy it for like $100. If I was wealthy. Right now, my bankroll, $20. I'll buy
that. What's it a part of, though? Like, what kind of cards?
Yeah, I don't even know what kind. Let me see if you can see on the back.
Is that the Illuminati card game? That would make sense.
No, because it's not the same animation. It's like a real photo.
No, it's actual. Yeah, it looks like an actual, like, Tops or, you know, like an actual card. It's not.
I guarantee it's not Tops. They wouldn't touch that shit.
They made the Desert Storm cards back in the 90s. They had Saddam Hussein, who was Bin Laden at the time.
Yeah,
this dude's obviously weird. He's got anime up in the background and shit. Like, he's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Probably streamer.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, never forget. It must be. It could be a real one. Yeah, I have some of the Desert Storm cards because I thought they're so funny, man. They're such effective war propaganda for kids. And I have a couple unopened wax packages and shit, too, from them. It's just kind of cool. I didn't open the Bush rookie card. I wanted the W. Bush rookie card so bad. But didn't get it.
Hey, collector's items. You never know what's going to be worth a shitload of money in like 10, 15, 20 years. You never know.
Dude, even video games, man. I was collecting video games from my childhood. And then I realized like some of the games that I'd let go, they're worth like $800, $1,500 and shit. I'm like, shit.
Dude, I have two copies for some reason. Two copies of the original 007 GoldenEye for N64. I don't know how I ended up with two of them. I'm keeping both of them, though, because I guarantee you some motherfucker in like 10 years is going to want that. And I mean, $500 by then will be like $5, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like the toys, dude. I've been going back and, I mean, people have probably heard me mention it before, like the old Ninja Turtles disguises.
I love hearing you talk about toys, man. It's fucking awesome.
I love them, man. I got five full sets now. I'm really expanding my collection. Ooh. That one doesn't have Osama in it, though.
Sold for $250, and this is from Pro. This is the Pro Set, which is a legit company.
But so that doesn't have the explosion on it, and it doesn't have Osama bin Laden, and it doesn't have the autograph from Rob O'Neill. So I guarantee that card's probably $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't even find it on here.
And you wonder if he's even like. If that's even a real card, because you can always go and print those things.
Yeah, I think it's fake because the more I look, you can't even find the card.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's a hoax anyway, but it would be funny if it was real.
For sure.
But yeah, dude, what I was saying about like the toys, you know, Davey's talking about video games, man, like it's not ever going to be the same. Like if I had a kid, I always tell myself like I'd want to buy two of everything that I got the kid. Like I would buy one for them to play with and I would buy one to set aside, right? And just hold. But like, dude, these old freaking Ninja Turtles, like in the box still, like thousands of dollars for some of these damn things, man. Especially
that's the thing though, Ryan. Like you could never figure out if you can predict if they were going to be fucking worth anything, man.
Well, I think you could back then because the toys from the 50s were worth a lot. But the toys now, they're made so shitty. There's those NECA toys that are like, you know, NECA. I got to make sure I spell it every time I say it. They make like, you know, horror movie toys, right? So like some of the most expensive Ninja Turtle toys I've seen are like those freaking Universal Monsters Ninja Turtles from the 90s. And those are worth like just a ton of money, man. It's nuts. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could. Oh, dude, that's dope. The Batman game.
I love retro games, man.
Yeah, there's something about that animation, the music too.
Yeah, it gives a perfect combination. Right, you know, it was, these are all like 16-bit, but they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ninja Turtles games are fun.
That's what it was new. It was new back then. And now, I just heard a podcast the other day, and they're like, they're talking about how like, oh, we've been playing the same fucking games over and over again for the past 20 years.
Yeah. Like
they're not really fucking really right there. They're not really innovative with them anymore. You know,
look at Call of Duty.
Some of them are, there's some jewels in the rough, but
Call of Duty's been putting out the same game for 25 years.
Yeah. And they're making money hand over fist by creating fucking skins of celebrities and shit like Nicki Minaj. They're doing the
Fortnite model.
That you don't give a shit about.
Dude, that's my
shit. People are buying it up and they're making money hand over fist. Sucks.
Donkey Kong you're Country.
Not focusing on the game anymore, just the aesthetics of it.
Dude, I was going to ask that. Donkey Kong Country or like Mario? Like any Mario that you want or Donkey Kong
Country? I'm going Mario Kart is the only one I'd take over Donkey Kong Country.
I'm saying Super Mario World from Super Nintendo.
Ooh, that's a good
call. That was my shit.
I love that game.
I just played it through again like 6 months ago. I had to.
Yeah, I've been playing it on my Switch actually recently.
That's what I was doing, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it on an actual Nintendo too, and I actually prefer that controller. Even though it's wired, I prefer the actual.
I bought the wireless Nintendo controller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Comes with two.
There's something about sitting on your knees and, you know, 3 inches from the TV and using a wired controller. Brings you right back.
Nostalgia, for man. Sure,
yeah, you get some popcorn. It's Friday night. It's 1994.
Whatever. Maybe a Mountain Dew or a Jolt.
Oh, Code Red. Fuck yeah. I'm going to be pissing fucking highlighter for the next 5 hours.
The old Shrek piss. That's what Monster used to give you. That electric yellow piss.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys got anything else?
No, I don't think so. I'm probably going to go make dinner. Ryan, I'm going to make street tacos tonight. Thought you might be interested in that.
What do we got in them, Joe?
So normally I've been wearing out the quesabria quite a bit, and I've been doing it about once a week, and it's a bit of effort for doing it once a week, but I love it so much, I don't mind. This week I'm just doing ground beef, and I know you and Ghost were talking about how everybody shits on ground beef tacos. No, but I'm doing ground beef. Street taco style, just corn tortillas, onion, cilantro, ground beef, some cheese, fucking boom.
Tacos. Cream?
No, I'm not that white. Come on.
Oh, come on, man.
So look, I love ground beef tacos, but for me, it has to be a crunchy shell. Like you fry your own corn tortillas and make a hard shell. That's the only way that I like ground beef tacos, but they are my favorite tacos, and I don't care, man. They're fucking delicious. Like people don't need to be like, it's not authentic. Authentic Mexican food is like beef tongue. No one's going to eat.
I'm from Northern California. I don't give a fuck if it's authentic.
I know,
but some people fuck authenticity. What tastes good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when people talk about Chinese food and it's not being authentic. It's like, you really want to eat fucking duck feet? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, here's how you do authentic Chinese.
Fucking canine.
Soy sauce, MSG, some weird-ass meat, and then you just kind of fry it up with cornstarch. There's your fucking authentic Chinese food.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Yeah, man. I might see if I can find this real quick before we get out of here. If you wanted to continue with your wrap-ups, Matt, Davey and all these guys, see if I can find it.
Yeah. Davey, you want to
push anything for the cartel?
Yeah, just like I said before, like I'm interviewing artists and shit like that now, but you're still going to get the same kind of content peppered in there. I had Vika Draziv on last episode. He was cool. But also my Instagram account, Red Pill Cartel Podcast, is kind of on hiatus because I could go to my old phone to access it, but it logged me out of my new phone automatically, and I can't get back into it. So it's down from like 3,000 some followers down to 200 now. So,
Oh, damn.
Be aware of that. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, like I get the text from them to retrieve my password, and it says this code, you need to get it reset. So I just keep doing that, and it doesn't even fucking, it doesn't do anything. I can't do anything with it. It's fucked up.
That sucks.
And it logged me in. So this goes back to what you were saying before, how a lot of Instagram users were like, got tanked because of the whole political shit. And I speak very politically about Trudeau, right? So
especially up there, that's a death sentence in Canada.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. And like all of a sudden, I was just playing around on Instagram, and all of a sudden logged out. I'm like, okay, well, I don't fucking remember my password. I remembered the gist of it, but I could never figure it out.
Passwords have to be kind of specific,
what's
Davey.
What's going on with this whole thing? And like, trying to change my phone number back to the new one and get a text, but it doesn't take the code. So I think they fucked me over. I got zucked.
Yep. It happens.
So now it's Red Pill Cartel Podcast 2. Where you got to follow me.
Wow, very creative. Thank you for that.
Link in the bio for my show.
Well, Joe.
Thank you, Davey. Joe, what do you got at Legit Bat?
What?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Oh, nothing.
Fuck off. I just downloaded your latest episode, Joe, so that's on deck.
Yes.
So you better bring it. Okay.
Yeah, no, same old thing. Yeah, like Matt was saying at the beginning, we're just kind of doing whatever. Letting the spirit decide, you know. I just schedule guests and then we talk about whatever and then that's it. I'm basically not covering current events. We haven't even done Planet Retard in a while, even though that's not really current events, it's just stupid people. I do want to do that again though, but it's I'm not paying attention enough to current events to have any voice on it whatsoever, so we just kind of steered clear of it. So
you kind of did that, been there, done that, and I got the t-shirt now. Do your own thing.
It's just whatever happens, whatever falls out of our stupid
exactly
mouths.
What I'm doing. Like, I just want to do what I think is fun for myself. And if everybody else gets on board, then so be it.
And if not,
fuck off.
Fuck off.
It's what it's exactly. About. I love that you're making tacos. I wanted to share this, Paige, before we get out of here. I'm actually having some chicken tortilla soup leftovers. Made it the other day. I made some chicken, Mexican-style chicken, over the UFC event weekend, this past weekend. And I came across this page. I must have been talking about Mexican food a lot. And this guy's far from Mexican. I think he's English or something. But you guys will appreciate this. His name is El Burrito Monster on Instagram. You gotta follow this dude. No affiliation with the show. I'll just play one of his burritos. It's so much work for one burrito, but it looks so worth it. Check this out.
Oh, who said burritos can't be fancy?
Just get yourself a nice big tomahawk, oiled and seasoned with MSG, then light up a bunch of coals, because you just can't beat the barbecue crust. That I'm going to use to cook off my steak until it comes to temp, and then let it rest with a bit of garlic chili butter. I also cut up some potatoes into cubes, then toss them in fat and into my basket to air fry, while I fry off some sliced chorizo to toss in my tats with a bit more of that garlic chili butter.
And I got some magic white powder
that I use to give some Nduja matured cheddar and mozzarella the texture of American cheese, then pour it onto a sheet and freeze.
chilies.
And I fried off some veg chilies and garlic with some spice, wine, stock and herbs to make a cheeky batch of my black-eyed bean stew. And also charred off some veg and into a blender with some lemon, sweetness and seasonings to make a cheeky scotch bonnet salsa. And now the steak's ready to carefully carve it off the bone and into these juicy pink strips. Then I'll zap my wrap with my tats and then beans and my meat and some salsa and cheese and the bone and some slaw, and I'll get it wrapped up and sealed. While I carefully cut out a puff pastry lattice, then whisk my egg to baste on top and lay my pastry, rebaste it, salt, flake it and bake it until golden brown. And serve with a cheeky pot of the guac on the side to get this bloody gorgeous steak burrito ready to carefully slice right open, looking unholy, ready for a dip in the guac and a good old
scrambling.
Who said burritos can't be fat?
Oh my god, that guy is hilarious.
In case you didn't want Davey's chunky diarrhea.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, that's an operation.
But that looks there. Fucking phenomenal, yeah. Man.
The yeah. way he narrates it is amazing. Is he not yeah. Australian?
I think he's, it sounds like he's English.
Oh, he did say cheeky. Yeah, English.
Yeah.
But dude, this
said
guy,
cheeky quite a bit.
He'll make all kinds of different, he made like an Indian rap. He'll make all kinds of wild shit, man. It's too much work. Like, no one's going to make this shit. But I mean, he's got a million followers for just making burritos, dude. It is insane.
Does he have a restaurant at all?
He fucking should, because it's a lot of stuff he makes. But yeah, man, I just appreciate that since you're
that is a lot of fucking work for what came out. Like, I mean, yeah, it's like, a burrito.
Just do this, and that.
Meanwhile, 3 days later, he made one burrito.
Yeah.
I bet that was a good burrito, though, man.
Fantastic.
I bet. I'd eat it.
Cheese. Bomb. But yeah, nothing going on over here. Matt, what are you doing?
dude, so I got one thing I wanted to show you. So I've been researching after last show. You know how we talked about like the 1811 earthquake and stuff? So I did a show on it a couple years ago, but I found some like cool firsthand accounts. So I've been researching it and I wanted to put a show together. I'm fucking driving down the highway the other day. I look over next to me. Look at the license plate that I see.
No shit.
It says it's a fucking Vermont license plate out of all places. And it says just says Quake.
I wonder if that's the game.
I don't know. And it's a Tesla, too. So
and it's a Tesla.
It's driving Tesla. And if you look at the video game called Quake, the Tesla logo is very similar to the Quake logo.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I just it's wild how shit like that happens. So yeah, so I'm just I've been working on. I found some cool firsthand accounts, so I'm gonna put that out. But yeah, I was looking at that. I'm like, holy shit, it's wild. My kid's birthday was Saturday, so I spent the weekend with him, having fun, doing birthday shit. We got him a new. My ex and I got him a new PS5. So the kid was over the moon, and you should say the best is watching their reactions when they open something they're not expecting, and he like looked at us like,
sure.
Like, holy shit, like, is this, because he didn't ask for it. It was just something we kind of did on our own. And
see, what you do is put like something retarded into a PS5 box.
No,
you do that. And then you bring out the actual PS5 and you're just kidding.
He's scarred already, because when he was like three, I think my brother or my brother-in-law did it to him, where they gave him like a, I don't know, like a 4 foot high box. And it was just a Russian doll. It was one box after the other, till he got down to this little box like this. And it was like a little charm or something. He was so pissed. He won't. Now it's gotten to the point where if he gets a big gift, he opens it last. Cause he's like, if it sucks, at least I got all my other gifts.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's fun to fuck with kids.
Dude. Yeah. So it's always fun, but guys, thank you so much. This is always a blast. We haven't talked in a while, so it's always great having you guys back on, getting the old gang back together. So,
fuck yeah, dude. I've been looking forward to it, man.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much. Everybody, stay strong. Question everything.
I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking.